Standing today at takefromcaesar.us.
In the crisis of our republic, it's waging war on the new world order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
And all the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nancy Levant is here as well. Nice to have you with us once again as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 16th of August, 2014, ladies and gentlemen. And we have martial law breaking out in America again. You know, and I know this has been a talk probably of every show on the network this past week. I guess this thing has been really going on for a week. Started with the shooting last weekend of the Michael Brown. And I know a lot of folks have been talking about that. We're going to be bringing up Ron Lemons, one of our friends and associates, colleagues that are working in the Patriot community. Down in Missouri, he lives just outside the war zone, and I do call it that because that's basically what we have going on here. I have a little bit of mixed feelings about this whole situation. On the one hand, we've been talking about police brutality and the overstepping, the militarization of our police force for many, many, many years. And this is not a racial issue, and yet the media continues to turn it into a racial issue, and I think these folks that are down there protesting are turning it into, many of them, not all of them, but many of them are turning it into a racial issue. And I think what we have here is a couple of things. Number one, I think we have a lot of people who are just looking for an excuse to go on a rampage and victimize other people, riot, destroy things, steal things, loot, pillage, and plunder. And it ceases to be about the victim, Michael Brown, or whatever his name was. I think that wasn't that what his name was. Anyway, it ceases to be about him, and it's more about just tearing things up. And yes, it was Michael Brown. It ceases to be about him, and more about just the overall generalized lawlessness that they are trying to enact. That people, you know, they just want to steal things. They just want to go on a rampage, burn things, destroy things.
Hello?
Because, hey, it's fun and it's nice to steal things. This is morality in the inner city. So, I mean, that's a big part of this, I think. But there is justification for outrage at police brutality. And we see it every day. And I wonder how many of these people that are doing the protesting would be protesting had this guy been white. You know, so not to turn it into a racial issue, but it already has become a racial issue. And the point is the public should be outraged whenever a shooting takes place of an innocent person. Now it's come to surface with whether this guy was really all that innocent in the first place, and that's a whole different story. There's a video out now where he apparently was struggling with a store owner just before he was gunned down. The family evidently doesn't dispute the fact that it's him in the video. So, you know, who knows? I mean, the point is we don't have all the facts in this case. And facts cease to be something that really matters when you're dealing with a mob. But
no, I mean, the real issue, frankly, is the military that showed up,
mm-hmm.
and the tanks and the automatic weapons and the tear gas.
Well, and the targeting of the media.
There were reports that when the crime actually happened, the law enforcement didn't even show up, but when they showed up was when the press arrived, and then they ran the press off.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the other thing, is that the targeting of the media is
and
a big point in this case.
They definitely did.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is all a very, very important distraction here from the influx of migrants coming into the country, isn't it? I mean, nobody's attention's on that anymore.
The migrants and the geopolitical, you know, sword rattling. And, whatever, you know, Obama and his crew, their decisions that they're making on a global basis, it is kind of a distraction.
USA Today.
And, you know, I don't, you know, my God, you know, somebody who was unarmed was shot and killed. And even if he was roughing up somebody in a convenience store, or even if he stole something, you know, he didn't deserve, certainly, not from what I can tell, to be shot and killed. But, and that's huge. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, the horror is the pictures that you're seeing of the military presence. Of something that you might, you know, see in Iraq, in a war zone, but, you know, in, you know, breadbasket America.
Well, this is martial law. This is what it looks like.
Absolutely.
You know, we're seeing martial law in America again, just like we saw it in Boston, where they had, military-grade weaponry rolling down the streets there, where they told everybody to shelter in place, don't go out, you know. You can be arrested if you go outside your house. And by the way, we're going to go door to door.
We have a senator calling for martial law.
Who is?
Because of this incident.
Well, they don't need to call for it. They pretty much already have it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is what martial law looks like.
There you go.
USA Today reported.
You're not allowed to be there. You can't take pictures. You can't, you know, have your camera. We had, what was it, the state of Washington just said, you know, you better watch what you put on Twitter. So they're now, you know, censoring what you can put on Twitter in a whole state.
Yeah, well, I would tell the state of Washington, if I lived there, go pound salt, pal. You know, you don't like what I put on Twitter? Come and get me.
Unbelievable.
That's where we're headed, folks. At some point, you got to draw the line. USA Today reports the Pentagon might not have boots on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri, where 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot by police on Saturday. But it does have wheels on the street. Michelle McCaskill, media relations chief of the Defense Logistics Agency, confirms that the Ferguson Police Department is part of a federal program called 1033. It distributes hundreds of millions of dollars of surplus military equipment. I had to look at the clock. To civilian police forces across the United States. The materials range from small items such as pistols and automatic rifles to heavy armored vehicles such as the MRAPs used in Afghanistan and Iraq. In 2013, $449,309,003.71 worth of property was transferred to law enforcement, the agency website states. I'm going to have to take a quick time out here in just a moment. But they say the most recent transfer of military equipment from the Department of Defense to Small Ferguson was in November and included two vehicles as well as a trailer and a generator. Details on the vehicles and their intended uses have not been released by the Pentagon. Information on any prior transfers is also unavailable. A state public safety official told USA Today that the Pentagon does not allow detailed information on tactical equipment to be released at a police force level, only at a county level.
Whoever this writer is, don't tell me there weren't boots on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri. There were boots on the ground.
Right, exactly.
They were in fatigues.
Exactly.
There were tanks in the street.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, let's take the break. And we'll continue on the other side. Stay with us. Government America is on the air. By the way, our chat room is up. We have a new chat room. People wanted a chat tangle chat room, so we aims to please. So that's what's there. If you go to governamerica.com under the radio section of the menu, it's there, and also chat.governamerica.com. and you can interact with each other. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back. This is Government America talking about the situation in St. Louis, well, actually Ferguson, St. Louis County. And anyway, the website, by the way, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And just in the way of housekeeping, I have to say that if you had sent me an email in the past week, maybe the past couple of weeks, I'm still going through a zipped file of emails in plain text format, and that's pretty difficult to do because the formatting is all messed up, but I can usually make out what's being said. But we had a little snafu with our mail server. There was a problem with one of the nodes that our entire website infrastructure sat on, and so they had to move it to another node, and when they did, it broke the mail server. So all the messages that were flowing through there got hung up in a cache. And so our tech support people there at the data center were able to rescue those. But if you have not got a response from me during that time, please understand that I wasn't ignoring you. I may not have seen the message yet. I'm slowly, as I said, as time allows, I'm trying to get through that and make room. But everything's working now. If you want to email radio@governamerica.com. Anyway, continuing on here, we were talking a little bit about the situation with the arming of the military, or the, well, the military police really is what it really boils down to. Something we've been discussing here, and I know other show hosts have talked about it on the alternative truth media. And yet now the mainstream controlled media is just now starting to talk about a little bit of it. A separate article from USA Today says St. Louis County law enforcement agencies received 12 5.56 millimeter rifles and six 45 caliber pistols from the Department of Defense between August 2nd of 2010 and February 13th of 2013. A Missouri public safety official confirmed Thursday. Ferguson, Missouri is within St. Louis County. The Pentagon allows information on tactical equipment to be released only at a county level, so which police departments in the county receive the weaponry is not available. Anyway, they go on from there. But the point is that we've been discussing this for years, and it's important for people to start pressuring their local governments to quit accepting these largesse, these government gifts, these government grants. We don't need military equipment on the streets of America, ladies and gentlemen. All of this stuff is under the guise of Homeland Security. They are federalizing your local police departments, and now you're starting to see full-scale, complete, and utter martial law anytime anything happens.
Well, and what we're not seeing are police departments. What we are seeing is soldiers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Number one, that's unconstitutional. We're not allowed to do that. And there are soldiers everywhere, all across the country. So many of these tiny little rural police departments now have tanks. They're running around in fatigues, in combat boots. There are boots on the ground, ladies and gentlemen.
We see from National Journal, it says, since 2006, the Pentagon has distributed 432 mine-resistant armored vehicles to local police departments. It has also doled out more than 400 other armored vehicles, 500 aircraft, and 93,000 assault rifles. As the New York Times reported in June, the Defense Department has been making use of unused military equipment by giving it to local precincts. This is despite the fact that violent crime in the U.S. has steadily plummeted since 1993. Between 1993 and 2012, the violent crime rate dropped by nearly 50%. Yet today, local police in cities and small towns all across the country are increasingly loaded for bear. Why, ladies and gentlemen? What motive federal government have for doing this?
They're all writing grants, too, and getting drones. Now, where do we see this? Where do we see the use of drones and tanks, you know, and AK-47s and helmets? We see it in war zones.
And, exactly. And that's what America is today. We've become a war zone. It's
We're
a silent, undeclared war.
Like all the other countries are. Do you know, Darren, that there are only 11 countries on the planet that are not involved in wars?
No. Well, yeah, you and I were talking about this yesterday. That's an incredible number.
Yes, 11.
Wow. Well, war is very profitable. You know what? We already have some calls on the line. I wasn't going to take calls this early on, but I think I'm going to go ahead and do this. Find out what people are, thinking out there. Because this is a very important subject. You know, and I don't want to spend, hopefully, the whole show on this, but I think it's important enough to discuss. Because what we're seeing here is, what it looks like to me, ladies and gentlemen, is the police state, the martial law, morphing of America into a total and utter 1984 George Orwell police state. They've taken off the mask. They're showing you this thing for what it really is. And I said that was really, I think, to me, Boston was a big turning point. Okay, now there had been certain declarations of martial law prior to Boston. We were talking about Devil Patrick there. I think it's Massachusetts. You know, he declared martial law for a snowstorm. You know, we had You know, and there's been different ones over the years.
Somebody in New Hampshire
pockets.
Just declared some type of a emergency situation because of synthetic marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It's crazy.
Practice.
But it doesn't matter what you call it. This is what it looks like.
Yep.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443. I'll take some calls here. And then later on, I've got some audio from the State Department. I want to get into this MH17 jet shoot down today because there's some things that are pertaining to I've been doing some study on the Brazilian election system. There's some things that tie into that. I think we need to talk about because it goes right in line with our financial system and the BRICS nations. And so we're going to hopefully get into some of that today. But right now I want to go to the phones and take some calls on this. Steve in Colorado, you're up first. Go ahead.
Morning, guys, and God bless.
God bless you.
These pigs are out for blood. And I'm telling you now, guys, we see it as we see it. Anybody that's looking at regular talk radio, listening to regular talk radio, is only going to get a crumb of what's going on, and especially TV. I believe that, first of all, they're turning our local police officers and enforcement, law enforcement, into domestic terrorists. And that's what I call them. They are nothing more than domestic traitor terrorists if they go against their people. And I believe this is what, you know, that on YouTube when Obama said, we're going to have a civilian force more stronger than our military, this is what I see. EPA, DHS, all the ABCs, post office, I mean, they all bought extra bullets and weapons that, what do they need them for?
Right.
It's right in your face. I mean, you know, for the people that you know, too hung up on Lady Gaga, that devil-worshipping pig, you know, they're so hung up on that crap and the rap music that these kids have no idea what's gearing up right now. And Al Reverend Sharpton, I got on regular local radio talk shows just to unravel the manipulation that's taking place there. And when I get on, I'm from New York, so I've seen that no good lowlife in action. Let's put it that way.
He's a federal snitch. He's a federal snitch.
Sorry?
Yeah. Hey, Steve, hold on just a second. I got to take a quick time out here. We'll be back in a moment. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. I'm going to take some phone calls here off the tops. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and the phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I think we have one open line right now. In 1990, Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act, and it had a clause allowing the transfer of excess personal property from the Defense Department to local law enforcement. Otherwise known as Section 1208, Transfer of Excess Personal Property, transfer authorized, reading from the law, notwithstanding any other provision of law and subject to subsection B, the Secretary of Defense may transfer to federal and state agencies personal property of the Department of Defense, including small arms and ammunition, that the secretary determines is A, suitable for use by such agencies in counter-drug activities, and B, access to the needs of the Department of Defense. Personal property transferred under this section may be transferred without cost to the recipient agency. The secretary shall carry out this section in consultation with the Attorney General and the Department of National Drug Control Policy. Conditions for transfer, they say the secretary may transfer personal property under this section only if, number one, the property is drawn from existing stocks of the Department of Defense, and two, the transfer is made without the expenditure of any funds available to the Department of Defense for the procurement of defense equipment. C, application. The authority of the secretary to transfer personal property under this section shall expire on September 30th, 1992. Well, obviously, this is something that is still going on in a major way. So anyway, that's the legislation that was passed, the National Defense Authorization Act of 1990. And that, it appears, is where our military, our equipment started flooding into our local police departments. Now we're living with the fruition, with the full-blown realization of having a lot of this equipment in our local communities. I want to get back to the phones. We have the phone line stacked now. Steve in Colorado, you were, you want to finish your thoughts, please?
Oh, I certainly do. Just to add a little more salt to the what you just said, on MapLight, I don't know if you heard of this site before, MapLight, my friend sends me good stuff. It says, MapLight.com, defense industry-backed lawmakers voted to continue police militarization program. I mean, it's what leader of a country, what leader that supposed to love their country is going against their own people like this? And I pray for more whistleblowers, and I pray for more law enforcement or any enforcement. They wake up, they know the tools that spy on people, and to know better that it's going to be used on them when they wake up and go against the establishment. I would love to see.
And Stephen, where in the world have we ever seen a governor of a state suspend a police department? He suspended the county sheriff in Ferguson, in whatever county, I believe it was, I'm not sure, I can't remember the name of the county, it might have been Missouri County.
Wow.
But, and
you're shedding light on me.
In,
I haven't heard that.
A whole other police department to take over.
Actually, Nancy, that was one of the things I was going to ask Ron about, because he said the sheriff department basically in that county was only just basically a paper pusher.
Well, guys, I wanted to say this real quick. Reverend Sharpton is nothing more than a useful puppet for the cabal, and this man has been stirring up and ruining cities, especially New York. I've seen him in action when I worked in New York City. Okay, that man is. I tell people here in the West what's going on and what happened there. They can't believe it. This guy would shut off a whole entire city street and demand that there be more minorities hired. And he would pressure, say, local contractors for construction jobs. I don't know if you guys know about that, but it's just amazing the power that this man has, the people on the top, they've given this animal news time on Fox News. Fox News has the nerve to even put this man on the air.
Yeah, well, that's why their ratings are in decline. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing anything they possibly can, and I guess, from what I hear, Sharpton actually has pretty good ratings on there. So, I mean, they're doing whatever they can to prop up their network, because the numbers are falling, because they don't tell the American people the truth, and the American people are finally starting to realize that they've been conned. Hey, listen, Steve, I appreciate your
call.
Thank you so much.
The people in Ferguson were yelling and screaming about Sharpton, saying, what have you done?
Oh, yeah, he was totally heckled when he went out.
For people of color in this country.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, let's move on. We have a couple of callers from from Missouri anyway. First is, looks like Rob in St. Louis. Rob, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, guys, I've been in the area twice in the last 3 days. I'm from St. Louis. I grew up in North County. Let me give you the facts on the ground, because there's so much misinformation and disinformation going on, and it's insane. Okay, there is a St. Louis County Police. There is no Sheriff's Department. The only thing the Sheriff's Department does in the St. Louis County is serve, they're like process servers. They serve warrants, et cetera, et cetera. That's all they do, all right? So there's a St. Louis County.
You have a county police department.
That's correct. It's called St. Louis County Police. They still wear brown, just like the sheriff would, but now there's a police chief, and he's appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the county council. The same thing is happening in St. Charles, Missouri, right now. In 2015, the sheriff becomes vestigial. He loses all of his powers, and then there's going to be a St. Charles County Police Force. They're changing from the sheriff's department.
Okay, and you say they are not elected. They are appointed.
That is correct. And so it's a power grab by the county executive whenever this happens. This happened back in, somewhere around the 50s, I think, in St. Louis County. So St. Louis City has a police force. St. Louis County has a police force. St. Louis County's got a massive tactical operations unit. I know guys on it. I've been in law enforcement in St. Louis for 18 years. All right? So here's the thing. Now, the feds, they're running the operation. It's called a pincher strategy. Pressure from above, and there's pressure from below. The pressure from above is this. They militarized all the SWAT teams around here, okay? The pressure, the militarized things you guys are talking about. But the pressure from below is all the rabble out in the streets looting, rioting, and the rest of it. We had more looting and rioting last night. Okay, the Highway Patrol took over the policing of this incident. St. Louis County was taken off of the assignment. The Highway Patrol, under a black captain named Johnson, who grew up in Ferguson, he's a captain of Highway Patrol, Missouri Highway Patrol, Troop C. He's running the operation out. They let these guys loot the place up again last night, okay? And so here's another thing. They're busing people in from all over the country. Chicago Marxists and anarchists are here now. Now you got people coming from D.C. They're raising money on crowdfunding sites. If you go on Twitter, I've been following this thing. They're trying to get people to come here from all over the country, black militants, to trash my city. And this is going to cause a race war. St. Louis this is what they're trying to do. A race war, martial law scenario.
That's what they want.
That's what they want, of course. I've been into this.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're creating the crisis.
Exactly, because it's a pincher strategy. An Italian communist named Antonio Gramsci, G-R-A-M-S-C-I, read it. The pincher strategy, pressure from above, pressure from below. It's a Hegelian dialectic. We talk about it all the time. And guess what? They got these black kids who are, you know, not the smartest in the world. They're easily manipulated by the mainstream media and the black militant media. You got the New Black Panthers here. You got the Fruit of Islam gangs. They're all run by the feds, and the feds are managing.
Hold on, I got to take a quick break. Stay on the line, okay? I'll hold you over the break. Sam, John, Lauren, Vicky, all of you folks, stay on the line. We'll get to you as quickly as possible as we continue here on Govern America. Don't go away.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to...
And we're back. This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. We're talking about the situation down in Ferguson, Missouri right now with the police state tactics taking place, the martial law type militarism that's on display in full force, and we're taking phone calls right now. The lines are stacked, so we don't really have any open lines at the moment. But right now we have Rob on the line right now. And Rob, you were I'll let you go ahead and take it from where you were.
All right. This is a classic COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program being run by the feds. If anybody doesn't realize that by now, then you are naive. They have taken this thing and they're trying to snowball it, and now they're trying to take this thing countrywide. There's been protests at Howard University and all over the places where there's a significant African American population. They've been having, all kinds of protests. They're starting to, grow all over the country. And so we got to realize this is a divide and conquer used, for millennium. And they're dividing us along racial lines. And unfortunately, the black population in St. Louis is taking it hook, line, and sinker. They are. And you got the new Black Panther guys here, which is, if you don't know, these guys are a federal run organization. They sit here and put bounties on people's heads. And they sit here and talk about going in. They're trailing to get people to go right into the white neighborhoods now and loot. Instead of, they keep saying, you do it to your own neighborhood, you need to be doing it to the white neighborhoods. And so all the white people, gun sales have quadrupled around this area. All right? White people are armed to the teeth. And unfortunately, this is a powder keg, and all it's going to take is for a few people to take their advice, and then you're going to see some dead kids You know, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. But there's been
I think you made a good point when you said they're busing people in, and yes, I've seen where other cities this is starting to spread. There's solidarity protests taking place. So this is a perfect storm for the federal government to come in and use as in true Hegelian fashion to turn around and lock down the nation, even as they slip in all the other migrant workers into the country.
You see the Latino gangs coming in.
Right,
and
exactly.
The Latino gangs have always been at odds with the black community. I mean, this is a powder keg.
They want
it
to create civil war in this country. And that's what
they do.
I think. Go ahead.
Let me just give you a couple quick things which you'll really dig. The gatewaypundit.com, he's the one keeping up on this really, really good. And if you go on YouTube, there's a lot of black people that are really doing some articulate work. One of them's called Epic Rant Against Ferguson Rioters and Looters, and then there's another black lady, and it says Brilliant Black Lady Talks Down Ferguson Looters. So go on to YouTube and check that stuff out, and I'll go ahead and hang up and let everybody get back on there.
All right, thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate your input there. All right, let's move on. Let's go to line three and talk to Sam in Missouri. Sam, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. Just thought I would check in. I've been perusing the news this morning on the Fox 2 out of St. Louis on their website, and they're reporting this morning of police presence in question during the looting. Apparently, there's some information now coming forth that they were ordered to stand down during when the initial looting took place.
Yeah, I've got that article actually right in front of me right now. I'm not sure if it's the same one you're referring to, but you're right. The store owners are saying that there are no police, that they're actually having to guard their businesses with their own guns because the police are nowhere to be found.
Yeah, which in my book is allowing this thing to escalate out of control so they can have an excuse to crack down on everybody later. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and we had reports that after the young man was shot and the looting started that night, that, again, there were no police on the ground at all.
Right. If you look around on that website, you'll find some raw video of some of this stuff going on, like when that Quick Trip burned down. You hear people out there saying, let it burn, let it burn. These were black people in the area that were... And now you can't air them. I mean, there's strong language in them. They're raw. But the bottom line is what it's looking like is that people came in out of town, particularly. I mean, I'm not saying there weren't some looters probably in Ferguson itself, but there were people that came in out of town to aggravate it. In fact, there was one person reported to have come in all the way from Dallas, Texas to help stir it up.
Well, every time we see a quote-unquote crisis in the United States, my goodness, look at Sandy Hook. Pick one. And what hasn't been orchestrated?
Yeah,
and we got some new information on Sandy Hook, by the way. Nancy just posted on the website yesterday. Very bizarre stuff going on.
Just bizarre.
Very strange. So check that out in the Sandy Hook section at governamerica.com. Lots of evidence that was an engineered scenario.
I've suspected that for a long time, and the problem is, people call us conspiracy theorists and everything else, but we're proven right all the time. And I think the thing that aggravates me the most out of all this, when you had the Clive and Bundy standoff going on, those people never destroyed any property, and yet they were labeled terrorists and everything else. But now that we have this going on, the feds are actually helping make this situation into what it is. So,
look at Boston.
Yeah, the same way.
You had the identical scenario. You had the military on the ground. You had boots on the ground. You had martial law.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, they're taking the mask off and they're showing this thing for what it really is. And so the people can't help but wake up and realize what's happening. When this kind of stuff visits your city and you see this happening in your city, Even those with their head in the sand for the longest time can't help but say, what's going on here? People have been wondering about them bringing military into this country and maybe foreign military. We had the 29 Palms survey years ago asking them if they would fire, asking the soldiers if they would fire on their fellow Americans if it came down to collect the guns. And, you know, apparently they didn't get the answers that they want on that survey, because now it looks like they've gone a different way. Instead of using military, they're just going to militarize your local police.
Yeah.
We need to be watching to see if there are actually any arrests made, minus the press.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, the bottom line you have here, and I'll leave you guys with this, and that is that if you are a person that wants to see this nation return to decency and honor, you're a terrorist. If you want to see this nation tore down and turn into an absolute collectivist state complete with fascism and Marxism and all this stuff all blended together, then you're a freedom fighter.
Exactly. Well, you know what they say.
The Hegelian dialectic.
Mantra of the New World Order. Order out of chaos.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what we're witnessing here. So you guys take care.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. By the way, that's Sam Britton. He's at Liberty Radio down there in Missouri. He's a micro-broadcaster of this program, and appreciate your work there, Sam. Thank you so much. Let's move along here. John is in Tennessee. John, you're up next, sir. John. Do we have John? I'm not sure. I don't hear John. Okay, let's move on to Lauren in Ohio then. Lauren, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren. I just want to get to solutions and go straight there. Because, yes, they're doing all this, but how are they doing all this? How do we have all these, you know, brainwashed minions that are suckered along so easily? Because I was one of them. And I'm sure you guys, you know, I don't know, everybody's not, my kids, you know, have been brought up in the truth because we've been paying attention, but I was 30-something years old before I even knew there was a real world out there.
Right.
So, me too.
So when you look at how did it get this way, public schools, you cannot have masses of people all glommed together in one space, taught one thing that some Luciferian globalist bankers direct to be taught. You see what I'm saying? We've done this to ourselves. So the quickest way out of this is obey the Ten Commandments. Everybody's not Christian, no, but everybody doesn't want to be stolen from, right? We don't want to be killed, right? We don't want people coveting our stuff or, you know, plotting against us, right? So that's what I'm saying. It's just a basic respect for humanity, which is not taught in these schools. It's not taught on the TV. Turn off the TV. Turn on RBN. Turn on real information.
Well, certainly not taught to today's law enforcement.
Well, of course not, but the thing is, they don't have to do what's right because we don't know how to make them and what's right ourselves.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We have turned...
Yeah, Lauren, I got to take a break at the top of the hour. Do you want to hold into the next hour?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, all right. I'll hold you over. And the other callers are on the line. We're going to get to you as quickly as we can. Stay with us. Government America continues after the brief top of the hour jump. Stay with us. Don't go away.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to...